Hi everyone, SaneMane here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Dugas, and here's what he has to say. Hi SaneMane, I resubscribed today via Subscribestar. I had a rough last 8 months or so. Still looking for a Sigma channel. Hope it's still on the plate. The Redonkulous episodes from the live stream you did recently are also great. I'd like to see you do them more than once a year. Well, Dugas, welcome back and thank you. I kinda lost hope in the whole Sigma thing because Blokebox has been going down a bit, and Wise Thinker, the other big Sigma channel, has stagnated. But Sigma Worldwide is continuing to grow and has almost surpassed the peak in search traffic that it got about 2 years ago. The majority of guys that claim to be Sigmas are just convincing themselves that they have Sigma qualities, when they don't. It's the same thing that happened back when incels used to convince themselves that they were MGTOWs. They don't spend every waking moment on the grind, and they aren't INFJ or INTJ in their personality test. And they don't have high IQs. So there is some interest in the Sigma channel, and I might actually go in that direction if all else fails. But for now, I'm focusing on making LEGO videos, which I should be releasing in a month or two. I thought about reposting my older content without the MGTOW banner on a new channel, so I could monetize, but channels like The Gents and Manfulness have been stealing my content and the content of others, and repackaging it, and now they're being throttled down by YouTube as well. I figure it's only a matter of time before Sigma material suffers the same fate. I have to make some income and I don't really feel like building something once again only to have it demonetized for hate speech down the road again. You know they'll demonetize and demonize Sigma content at some point. They can't have independent men working on themselves instead of enriching a bitch. I hate to say this, but I've been demoralized by what's going on out there, and will most likely do live streams going forward. They take less time to produce and if I prepare for them, usually they're pretty good. I have to sit down and think about what I'm going to say for 15 to 20 minutes beforehand, before recording and make point form notes, then say it in a conversation with someone about the subject. I could easily whip out one or two of those videos each day. Still do the occasional scripted video when I get a request and keep going. At this point, I have to figure out how to produce a video that's decent quality in about 2 hours instead of about 4 to 5 hours. Maybe make two a day and do one on pop culture and the other one on the usual female nature. But I have to make money making content to survive and hopefully the crypto winter ends in the spring, like it did every single 4 year cycle, so my asset prices start rising again. 2022 has been an awful year for my finances, health, and the Sandman channel. It sounds like it's been an awful year for you too, Dugas. They say that bear markets are for building. I just want to build something that has almost zero risk of being ripped down. I would make more travel videos if they were profitable and my health was better, so I can hit the road. There are changes coming, I'm just not 100% sure what those will be yet. Anyways, before I discuss why it's getting hard for women in the manosphere as it continues to grow, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Profit Specialist Group. Why let some woman use her points to fly her dog to Fiji first class? If you're a business owner, stop paying for your customers' reward points, bonus air miles, and cash back. Robert Rivera is a fellow MGTOW that helps businesses that take credit card payments get rid of those fees you pay to the bank. If you're accepting credit cards, he can save your company $6,000 or more annually on the fees. Watch the tutorial video or visit the Cash is King CC website. The sponsor links are in the description. Anyways, now back to Sandman trying to figure out what type of content to make Clown World Show. You know the situation is going to get a lot worse for women out there as more men learn about female nature, be it through Sigma, PUA, Black Pill, chameleon content creators like Just Pearly Things, etc., etc. I've helped spread the message and inspire dozens of big content producers both directly and indirectly. Most are much better than me when it comes to making clickbait content, and their output is greater as well. Many of them are hungry for money and fame. I'm proud that I've accomplished inspiring that many people. My content has been repetitive for years now, and the most entertaining part of it for me is always when I infuse wordplay and humor into it. Otherwise, I would have gone mad a long time ago if it was just dry one video after another. My point is there's no way for women to successfully censor this sort of content about female nature anymore. I feel like I had a huge part in that because of the ripple effect of my content. I guess in a way I might feel the way that Nikola Tesla did as an old man looking out his hotel window and seeing the world that he helped illuminate. But he didn't profit very much financially from the whole ordeal. I like exploring new ideas and content, and believe it or not, I'm even doing that with LEGO stuff that I'm working on, trying to use those pieces in creative ways that I've never seen people use them before, as well as trying to design somewhat realistic buildings with tiny plastic bricks. Once I started doing that, I went out on the streets of Toronto and began seeing terrible architecture and design everywhere. Either the architects are lazy or there are big city codes and bylaws preventing them from erecting any interesting buildings. I'm going to go with architects are lazy and not very creative. Or there's also the third option, which is politics, and that being an architect means you have to kiss ass and join a firm. And the firm doesn't want to take risks with their buildings, because if they built something hideous without even knowing it, then they could lose future clients. Instead, they're more likely to create something boring that doesn't try and knock the design quality out of the ballpark, but also something that doesn't look too plain either. So every designer copies other designers to some extent. They are like women copying each other's businesses regardless of if they're successful or not. The weird thing about building an entire Lego city is that you have to learn about civil engineering and city planning. That's one skill. Then you also have to construct each structure, which means you have to become an architect. Then I also have to construct something new at least once a week. The filming and editing is the easy part. 80% of the time is spent designing and building, and even still I'm starting to feel limited by what I can build. And I've already built 15 different structures. It's also something that you can't put on autopilot when making. It takes a lot of conscious and intentional effort to build something great. But enough of my ramblings on that. I'm just sure that if it's successful, other people will start doing the same format and the whole thing will blow up. Then just like in the manosphere where people copy my content, I'm going to have to watch people copy my design work, and once again, there's nothing I can do about it. At least the odds of being demonetized are much, much lower than making content for men so they learn about women. Funny enough, I'm starting to see myself get to the point where I'm starting to run out of design styles and my creativity is being stifled because the medium is limited. If you listen to my first year of Sandman content, you notice that there are a lot of original topic ideas, and that's because there was still a lot of ground to cover back then. But now it's just about covering the same ground over and over again. I thought I was watering it down. But compared to people spreading it today, like just pearly things, my work is like philosophy compared to the quality of much of the content out there these days. But it doesn't matter, because it's being spread everywhere and women aren't happy about it, and there's nothing they can do to stop it, and it's going to be harder and harder for them to find a decent man out there. But for some reason, that also seems perfectly fine with them because many are using things like Instagram as a substitute for the attention they crave from a high-quality man. They're adapting to the world where men are walking away. But it's still getting super hard for the women that do want a relationship and do want to have a family, and they're just too stupid to see the future. Dugas, probably the best way to keep this channel going and do a Lego one at the same time is to start doing live streams and by making content like what you enjoyed with Terrence Bob's live stream with me. There's a distinct possibility that my content will get even better if I ramble and talk off the top of my head instead of scripting everything. In the next few weeks, I'm going to start doing a couple of live streams a week on all tech platforms, and avoid YouTube to start because they're just itching to give me more strikes there. I'll talk mostly about current events when it comes to female nature. Who knows, maybe I'll take all my weekly Twitter posts that have red pills on them and share them with everyone. Share the debauchery that's going on out there. Or maybe even get clips with crazy thoughts, like on other channels. I've seen other channels do that, and I think I can bring analysis to the table that other channels simply don't do. But the problem is it takes a lot of time and research to make a video like that. So I guess it's going to be me covering things like the Kim Kardashian divorce while trying to take Kanye to the cleaners. Or covering stories like Jason David Frank that offed himself. Or talking about other articles about female nature. Pretty much what Better Bachelor is doing. As of scripting this, I haven't seen him produce a video for well over 2 weeks. I hope he's doing all right. But even if I do, then it's not all that unique. It's just a never-ending stream of analysis on current events. It's not all that revolutionary. The virtual sex system, however, would be revolutionary. It's just going to take me working on things that aren't all that inspiring to save off the capital to try and push through that tech. But if it ends up working out, then it's really going to be hard for women. The attention drought will turn into a full-fledged famine. At this point, it's the only way to win the long game when it comes to women. I help make the red pill mainstream and it's getting there. The only way to truly win now is to make things hard for women. They can't live without attention, and they use the lure of sex to get us to give them that attention. If we make their bait obsolete, then they'll basically be coming back to the negotiating table. But at that point, we never will, and it'll be checkmate. If anyone else has another strategy that they see working, I'd love to hear it. Short of taking everything away from them and making them believe it's a good thing, I don't see a way to win. The only way to win is to make them think they've won, but without realizing that they've actually lost. Women's blind spot is that when they're winning in the short run, they never think that it'll cost them the loss in the long run. They only see individual battles and not the war itself. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Dugas for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women will smash a man for short-term survival, and leave him when a better guy shows up because they tend to be short-term thinkers. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV, as well as Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps YouTube from shadow banning all future content that I make away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.